tell us about how great it is to be part of the second class of the Canoe Regatta Hall of Fame. You're joining some great company. You were one of the early pioneers of the canoeing, actually. So how's it feel to be honored for all that you've done for this sport?
Great. And probably the nicest thing about it is, let me think a minute.
Sure.
You see all the people around here.
A lot of good relationships.
It's not, you get it all done, and you know, it's seeing the people you've been around all years. It's like brothers and sisters, and you sort of all for everything different, you know, like the Lefevers, they were all family growing up. That's what it's all about anyway, family. Right. I believe in it heavily, in friends.
One of the things you saw a need for early on as the regatta got off the ground and really running well in the water was the need for developing equipment, and especially paddles. Talk about how that all developed.
Paddles, well, the paddles that Fox has now, I started making paddles. We went and bought a pair up in Clinton, New York. We used to have a race up in there near the border. We bought a couple straight shafts and we broke them, Root and I, so we remade them, and all of a sudden we decided to make paddles because people needed them. We had a lot of people racing back then. We grew to about 3,000 people. Yeah, I had about 90%, probably 95% paddles, making paddles. My wife and I, 15 hours a day, and the boys helped me, you know.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Dale Fox wanted it, so he's got it now and doing a nice business. But we went to graphites after a while, you know, bent shafts. In the old days, it was all straight shafts. But we got into making canoes. We used to get them half-made, let somebody else have it to finish it up just so we get some on the river. And it's a sport that really growed. It was great in New York. And when we started back in, when I won in 69, I think it was 67 or 68, we used to go to Canada to see how they, like Dave Price and I used to burn out 8mm cameras to see their stroke, to see how to learn how to paddle, you know. So we found out how to paddle, burn up the 8mm. And we've done a lot of racing. I paddled with an awful lot of different sternmen and bowmen. We learned how to paddle. We learned, went to Massachusetts to learn them how, put on seminars, went to Pennsylvania. When we used to switch paddling, Pennsylvania didn't even know how to switch. They paddle on the same side the whole race. Big, rugged, heavy set guys, blow them off the river because we, you know, we rest here. So they learn how. So it kept expanding and expanding. But now, the way I understand, according to Dick Davies, we have about only 300 maybe participants. Used to be 3,000.
Right.
And I don't know. I just wish it would come back someday. But kids have so much to do now. Soccer, softball, basketball, you know, volleyball. I don't know what it is. Maybe you do, but I don't. We just had kids that wanted to paddle all the time.
Yeah, well, you are also active in bowling and baseball and the Milford Max and all these other, you know, so you never had a dull moment.
No, you still haven't, really. I just thank God for, you know, we have a good family, and if you stay healthy, we have our problems.
Did I hear you tell me that you and Jeff Schultes were going to race somewhere sometime later on this year? Tell me about that.
Well, we got a new canoe, and I just designed a new one. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's the fastest canoe. It's a round bottom. It's like the old Sawyer Super. Jeff's pretty good shape, and we'll probably get into the Jeff Pedersen race, the Montego up and around, maybe. Oh, yeah, I'm going to paddle. I might go to the Nationals. I work out hard. I wouldn't want to tell you what I do.
And how old are you?
84.
just getting into shape then, or just getting into your best time then?
I'm probably better shape now than I've been in 6-7 years.
And canoeing is a big part of that.
Well, yeah. It is. But even if I didn't canoe, I'd still run more. But now I canoe more, run a little bit, and ride a stationary bike.
Okay.
work out an hour and a half, 2 hours, a couple times a week with the Exergeny, you know, arm, upper arm, yeah, body. And to be honest with you, I would say for anybody that's getting older, if you got 60 or 70 years old where you're doing that, keep doing it. If you don't do nothing, you're 85 years old, don't start in fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get old, you lose your strength, but you can build it up.
All right. Well, congratulations on the Hall of Fame and for everything
nice.
You meant to canoeing.
I love it. I love it.